The peace and grace of God can be with you all.
愿主耶稣的恩惠与平安与大家同在。
Shall we turn to 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 20?
请大家翻到列王记上第二十一章二十节。
1 Kings chapter 21, verse 20.
列王记上二十一章二十节。
We can put a bookmark in this chapter.
我们可以把书签放在这一页。
21 verse 20.
二十一章二十节。
So Ahab said to Elijah, Have you found me, O my enemy? And he answered, I have found you, because you have sought yourself to do evil in the sight of the Lord. Now, this morning, let's ponder about the life of Ahab.
今天早上我们将要查考亚哈的一生。
Now, Elijah was the prophet of God.
以利亚是神的先知。
When Elijah met Ahab, he talked to Ahab that, You have sought yourself to do evil in the sight of God.
当以利亚遇到亚哈的时候，他说：“你卖了你自己，行神眼中作为恶的事。”
Now, personally, when I read the story of Ahab, I noticed that he was not a bad man.
当我个人来读亚哈的故事的时候，我觉察到他并不是一个坏人。
He was very nice to the enemies.
他对他的敌人非常仁慈。
He was very nice to his wife.
他对他的妻子也非常的好。
And actually, he enjoyed nature.
他也非常能够欣赏大自然。
So we can see that Ahab has a vegetable garden.
我们可以知道亚哈他有一个蔬菜园。
I do not know if you love to plant vegetable in your garden.
我不知道大家是不是喜欢在我们的园里面种一些蔬菜。
If you plant vegetable garden not because you are lack of money, that shows that you are a person who enjoy nature, enjoy life.
如果你在园子里面种蔬菜不是因为你缺少钱的话，那表示你是一个非常爱大自然的人。
For sure, King Ahab was not lack of any money.
当然我们知道亚哈王他并不缺钱。
But he enjoyed life.
但是他却可以享受生命。
So to me, Ahab was not a bad person.
所以对我来说亚哈他并不是一个坏人。
But the Bible says that he was more evil than any kings that before him.
但是圣经上却说亚哈他比他之前的任何一个王都要恶。
That the evil actually referred to his religious mistakes, not his personality.
所以这里面的恶讲到的是他在宗教上的状态，而不是他的个性。
He is too good to the enemy.
他对他的敌人太仁慈。
He was too good to his wife.
他对他的妻子太好。
He sold himself to the enemy.
他把他自己卖给了他的敌人。
He sold himself to his wife.
他把他自己卖给了他的太太。
And he sold himself to the beautiful lies.
他把他自己卖给了美丽的谎言。
So we want to study his life and to learn lessons from his life. Next slide.
所以我们今天将要查考他的一生，来学习一些道理。
We're going to share three points.
我们将会查考三点。
He was too good that he sold himself to enemies.
第一，他太仁慈，所以把自己卖给敌人。
He was too good and sold himself to his wife to love.
他太仁慈，所以把自己卖给了爱情。
And he also sold himself to a beautiful lie.
他同时也把自己卖给谎言。
Let's study point by point and try to learn something from it.
我们将会一点一点的查考，希望能学到一些东西。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 31 to 34.
我们来看到列王记上二十章第三十一节到第三十四节。
1 Kings chapter 20, verse 31 to 34.
列王记上二十章三十一节到三十四节。
Then his servant said to him, Look now, we heard that the kings of the house of Israel are merciful kings. Please let us put sackcloth around our waists and ropes around our heads and go out to the king of Israel. Perhaps he will spare your life. 32. So they wore sackcloth around their waist and put ropes around their heads and came to the king of Israel and said, Your servant Ben-Hadad says, Please let me live.And he said, Is he still alive? He is my brother,
33.
And the man was watchful closely to see whether any sign of mercy would come from him. And they quickly grasped at this word and said, Your brother Ben-Hadad. So he said, Go, bring him. Then Ben-Hadad came out to him, and he had him come up into his chariot. 34.
34.
So Bernabda said to me, the cities which my father took from your father, I will restore, and you may set up marketplace for yourself in Damascus, as my father did in Samaria. Then Ahab said, I will send you away with this treaty, so he may make a treaty with him and send him away. You know, here talk about a battle between Ben-Hadad and Ahab.
所以这里面讲到的是便哈达与亚哈之间的一次战争。
If you read carefully, actually Ben-Hadad was a very bad, evil person, a very evil person.
如果我们仔细读的话，便哈达他是一个非常恶的人。
Now he was very arrogant and was very greedy.
他非常的贪婪。
If you read chapter 20, verse 1 to 6, you know that at the very beginning he talked to Ahab, yeah?You know, I will take away your best wife, your best daughters, and your gold and silver. You know, Ahab was a kind person. He don't want war, you know. So he said, okay, no problem. We can take away all this.
如果我们读二十章刚开始的时候，便哈达对亚哈说，我要把你的金银以及你妻子儿女中最美的都拿走，因为亚哈他不想要战争，所以他说没问题，你可以拿走。
But the Ben-Hadad was not satisfied with that. He came and said, I want more. You know, I want to go to your servant's place. I want to go to your house. Whatever please my servants, they will take everything with them.
但是便哈达却不因此满足，他却说，我还要到你的家中和你仆人的家，所有我喜爱的一切都要拿走。
So you see, this guy is very arrogant and was very greedy.
所以这我们可以看到，这个人他非常的自大，也非常的贪婪。
Then Ahab said, "Okay, no, well, what can I do? We can only have war, right? So let's fight then."
所以亚哈说，那没有办法，我们只能打仗。
Then a prophet from the Lord talked to Ahab, said, "In order to let you know, yeah, the Heavenly Father is, you know, is the king, is the true God. He will help you."So he will hand Ben-Hadad into your hands.
所以有神的先知来到亚哈面前说，为了让你知道，神我们的神是我们的神，所以我们会神会把便哈达交到你手中。
Even the prophet tell him, who shall fight in the front? What kind of soldiers shall fight in the front?
先知甚至告诉他应该派什么样的战士去前面打仗。
And then, of course, they win a beautiful battle.
当然，他们打胜了这场仗。
But later on, Ben-Hadad feel like you know, they lose because it is out of surprise. They believe they can win, so they want to fight in the plain instead of in the mountain.
后来便哈达觉得说，他非常惊讶为什么他们会失败，所以他想要在平原打仗，而不是在山上打。
Because they thought that Israel's the gods that Israel worship, they are gods from mountains.If they fight in a plain, they are able to win the battle.
因为他们觉得以色列人的神是山神，如果他们在平原打仗的话，他们会胜利。
Why do you think that gods of Israel are gods of mountain? They use gods, yeah, because they did not know they worship only one true God.
他们为什么会觉得说以色列的人是山神，而实际上他们也不知道我们只有一个真神，所以他们用的神是复数形式。
Because all the Israelites live in the mountain.
因为所有的以色列人他们都住在山上。
No matter it is Jerusalem, no matter it is Samaria, no matter it is Sichem, or all the important cities, they are at the top of the mountain.
因为以色列人所有重要的城市，无论是耶路撒冷还是撒玛利亚，他们都是在山上。
Now in the ancient, when they two countries battles, actually they not only that people are against people, it is referring gods against gods.
在古代的时候，当有战争的时候，不仅仅是人民与人民打仗，实际上也是神与神打仗。
Now the prophet of God came to Ahab again because they thought that the God of Israel is God of mountain. In order to let the people knew that God is Almighty God, God of the universe, I will give Ben-Hadad into your hands again.
于是神的先知又一次来到亚哈王这里面说，为了让你的敌人知道神是全宇宙的神，所以我们会把本哈达再交到你的手上。
So they fought again.
所以他们又一次失败。
Ben-Hadad was defeated.
便哈达又一次被打败。
And what did they do?
他们做了什么呢？
According to the verse we read, they say, "We heard that the king of Israel, they are merciful king."
根据我们刚才读的是，这些人说，我们听说以色列的神是仁慈的神。
So they put a robe on their head and put on sackcloth, you know, and to surrender.
所以他们腰束麻布，头戴神套来投降。
That indeed Ahab was very nice.
后来确实亚哈他非常的仁慈。
He make a treaty with him.
他与他立约。
He said, Ben-Hadad is my brother.
他说便哈达是我的弟兄。
He invited him into the chariot.
邀请他来上车。
And he sent him away peacefully.
平安地放他离开。
Now God was very angry because of this.
神因为这个非常生气。
Let's read chapter 20 verse 42.
我们再来读第二十章第四十二节。
Chapter 20, verse 42.
二十章第四十二节。
Then he said to him, "Thus says the Lord, because you have let slip out of your hand a man who I appointed to utter destruction, therefore your life shall go for his life, and your people for his people." So the king of Israel went to his house sullen and displeased, and came to Samaria. Now there's a prophets of a sons of prophets are.Came to Ahab.
有一个神的先知来到了亚哈王。
Every story is also very interesting. This is a son of prophets, right? He asks a partner, say, "Hey, hear me."
我们看这非常有意思，因为这个先知的儿子告诉他说，来打我吧。
The of course the comment is, why should I hit you, right? And without no reason.
当然另一个人会说，为什么我要打你呢？没有原因的呀。
Then the son of prophet says that if you do not hit me, when you go out, the lion will when you go out, the lion will eat you. And it is true. When you go out, the lion ate him.
那个先知的儿子说，如果你不打我的话，你出去就会有狮子咬死你。确实是这样发生了。
And then he asks another one, hit me.
于是他就遇见另一个人说，你打我吧。
Yeah, the one did hit him.
那个人确实打了他。
Why he want people to hit him?
他为什么想要人来打他
？Because he knew that Ahab knew him.If he did not, you know, got wounded and try to disguise him, try to, you know, Ahab will recognize him.
因为他知道亚哈认识他，所以他如果不被别人打伤，然后来蒙住自己的脸的话，那亚哈就能够认出他来。
So later on, he put something on his face. English Bible say ashes on his face. Chinese Bible say put a cover on his eyes. And then he talked to Ahab and give Ahab a scenario to judge.
所以他。就把后来他就用头巾蒙住他的眼，然后来到亚哈王面前。
Then he gave out a scenario, right? He said, "You know, I was assigned to take care of a person, and they told me that if I lose the person, I will either, you know, use my life to replace his life or pay some money." Yeah.
于是他就给他讲一个情况，说你看守一个人，如果你把他的命失掉了的话，你的性命必代替他的性命。
And I lost it. What should I do?
然后他就说，那我应该怎么做呢？
Absolutely, yeah. You promise people that if you lost that person, your life shall replace with that person.
他就说，向我承诺，如果你失去这个人的性命的话，那你就代替他的性命。
And then that person take off all the ashes, all the cover, yeah. And Ahab realized, oh, you are a prophet.
于是这个人他拿掉了他蒙眼的头巾，亚哈就认出来，哦，你就是这个先知。
And the prophet, the son of prophet, told him that your word shall judge you because.You release the person God determined to destroy, to destroy. Therefore, your life will replace his life.
于是这个先知就对亚哈王说：“你说的话将会审判你，因为你将定要灭绝的人给放出去了。”
Why God appointed Ben-Hadad to die?
为什么神要让便哈达死去？
He is the source of evil.
因为他是非常恶毒的。
Do you know because of him, how many other soldiers dies?
你知道因为他死了多少名战士吗？
He was a blasphemy of this one true God. He thought that God is only God of mountain.
他以为神是只是山神。
He was very arrogant when he fight to Israel people. They are even drinking wine, get drunks.
他也非常的自大，当他们与以色列人打仗的时候，甚至是喝醉。
No, Ahab was very nice to the source of evil.
但是亚哈却对那邪恶的人非常的仁慈。
Now, then actually, how did Ahab die?
后来亚哈他是如何死去的
？He was killed in the hands of Ben-Hadad. Actually, the Ben-Hadad's army.
他实际上是被便哈达的士兵所杀死。
So if today you are too nice to the evil, evil will return back to harm you.
所以今天如果我们对恶非常仁慈的话，恶会再回头来伤害我们。
If you too nice to evil, evil, you know, he was nice to Ben-Hadad. You know, evil will come back to fight you different time and different places.
就像亚哈他对便哈达这样子仁慈，但是这些恶会回来在不同的地方、不同的时候伤害我们。
So, brother and sister, what do you learn today?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天学到了什么
？Those who love God shall hate evil.
我们如果爱神的话，就要憎恨邪恶。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 97, verse 10.
请翻到诗篇第九十七篇。
Now, Psalm 97, verse 10.
第九十七篇第十节。
Psalm 97, verse 10.
诗篇九十七篇第十节。
You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserved the soul of his saints. He delivered them out of the hand of the wicked. So you who love the Lord, you shall hate evil.
所以你们爱神的都应当恨恶罪恶。
So what is the evil in your life right now?
所以我们生活中的罪恶现在是什么？
It is your eyes, pluck your eyes.
那就是我们的眼睛。
If the evil have to do with your eyes, pluck out your eyes.
如果是我们的眼睛的话，那我们就
把它挖掉。
把它挖掉。
If the evil is your hand, cut your hands.
如果那个罪恶是我们的手的话，那我们就把手。
If the evil is your leg, cut your leg.
如果我们的罪恶是我们的腿的话，就把我们的腿。
You shall not be merciful to your eyes, to your hands, and to your leg.
我们不应该对我们的眼睛、对我们的手和对我们的腿仁慈。
Brethren, it was not me who said it. This was the Almighty God, Jesus Christ, who said this.
弟兄们，这不是我讲的话，这是我们的主耶稣讲的话。
He said, any one of your eyes caught you to sin, you shall pluck it out.
如果是我们的眼睛让我们犯罪的话，我们就应该把眼挖出来。
So we shall never be nice to evil.
所以我们对罪恶从来都不能够仁慈。
Of course, Jesus was friend of sinners.
当然，主耶稣他是罪人的朋友。
But that purpose is try to save him, yeah?
但是他这样做的目的是要去拯救那些人。
Today, if you want to save somebody, you shall draw close to them, but you shall not be defiled by them.
今天如果我们想要去拯救一些人，我们可以靠近他人，但是我们不能够被他所污染。
But in your heart, we shall always hate evil.
但是在我们的心当中，我们一直应该憎恶罪恶。
Even little tiny evil, we shall not treat it good. We shall not ignore them and let them go.
即使是一点点小小的罪恶，我们也不能够对他仁慈，放走他。
You see, little drops and little drops of water, they don't accumulate big ocean, isn't it?
即使是小小的水滴，最后积累也能够变成江河。
So one sand with another sand, they don't accumulate become a rock, isn't it?
即使是一小小的一粒一粒沙集合起来，也可以变成一颗石头。
Really, a cloud can cover the sun, sunshine.
真的是云，它可以遮住太阳。
A little fox in a vineyard is going to ruin the vineyard.
葡萄园中一个小小的狐狸可以损坏整个葡萄园。
Again, we shall really not nice to evil, yeah.
我们对罪恶不能够仁慈。
I read an testimony written in a paper in IHTS. They still have IHTS in Garden Grove Church.
我读到了一个见证。
高中神训班。
高中神训班的一个见证。
And then there was a young man says that when he was in school, he hang out with bad friends.
有一位年轻人见证说，他在学校的时候与不好的朋友一起出去。
And the bad friends took drugs.
他那个不好的朋友在吃药。
He said, he was influenced also.
他说他也受到了影响。
Once upon a time, his friends like you know make fun, like pretend they are police person and call his parents.
有一次，他的朋友开玩笑，假装是警察来打电话给他的父母。
And this young man, our member, realized it.He says that he punched his friend to the point that their friend's vomiting blood.
他这个年轻人说，他打他的朋友，一直到他吐血。
You see, this is a good brother of ours.
我们看到这是我们一个很好的弟兄。
But he hang out with the wrong person.
但是他从不对的人一起出去。
Then he did something not decent neither.
所以他做的事情也不是很对。
So.If we do not get rid of all this, yeah, those things will come back and haunt us.
如果我们不完完全全的去除罪恶的话，那些事情会再次回到我们当中。
Now I ran into a brother, right?
我遇到一位弟兄。
Well, after he got baptized, he told me that you know he get rid of his TV.
他在受洗之后，他告诉我说他不再看电视。
I asked him, "Hey, what's wrong with TV?"
我跟他说，哎，电视有什么问题吗？
He said, "Oh, you know, brother, No, TV simply wastes me too much time. You know, if I watch too much TV, my heart cannot be as pure to draw close to the Bible.
他告诉我说啊，弟兄，电视就是给浪费我太多时间。如果我一直看电视的话，我的心没有办法一直保持那么纯净。
Later on, he became one of my co-worker.
后来他变成我的同工。
And when we worked together, he did not bring his computer with him.
当我们一起工作的时候，他不带他的电脑。
I asked, "Hey, brother, where is your computer?"
我问他，弟兄，你的电脑在哪里？
He said that, he said, "I realize the computer is a source of evil to me too."
他跟我说，我意识到电脑对我来讲也是一种罪恶。
I said, "Then how do you check email?"
那我问他，那你如何来检查你的电子邮件？
He said, "I only check email when my wife is around."
他说，我只有在我太太在旁边的时候，我才收我的电子邮件。
Or my wife will check email for me.
或者是让我的太太来帮我查收。
Brother, I'm not telling you should not have TV or you should not have computer, okay?
弟兄姐妹，我不是说大家都不能够看电视，也不能用电脑。
But I'm sharing about this brother's heart.
但是我是想要向大家展示这位弟兄的心。
He is very sensitive to evil.
他对罪恶是非常的敏感。
He want to make sure no evil can enter into his heart.
他想要保证没有罪恶可以进入他的心。
So this is something that we can learn from him.
这是我们可以向他学习的地方。
See when the prophet, the Bible, yeah, talked to, say that when the son of prophet talked to Ahab, saying that your life shall replace his life, Ahab went away with very heavy and displeased heart.
我们在圣经里面看到，当这个先知告诉亚哈说你的命必代替他的命的时候，亚哈他闷闷不乐的离开。
You see, when we are entangled with sin, actually, we cannot feel very light. We cannot feel very joyful.
所以当我们被罪所纠缠的时候，我们没有办法感到轻松。
A lot of time, we feel like our heart is very heavy and displeased.
我们感到我们的心非常的沉重。
Do you remember that Hannah, Hannah, he disobeyed God's commandments and tried to go to Tarshish to run away from God's instruction.
如果我们能够记住哈拿他想要
约拿
他想要违背神的命令想要逃到他市去的时候
And he was on a boat sailing
他在一个船上
And at the beginning the sea was okay but later on because of his sin the sea was very turmoiled yeah
刚开始的时候海面还比较平静但是后来因为他的罪海面开始非常不平静
What do we learn from this?
我们从这里可以学到什么
If we have no sin, our heart is like a piece of lake. It's like a lake that is very peaceful.
如果我们从这里面看没有罪的话那我们的心就像一个湖一样非常的平静
But if there are sins inside our heart, actually a lot of time our heart is very turmoil, like waving, like wave tossing around.
如果我们的心中有罪的话，那我们的心就好像波动一样。
So we shall not be too nice to the evil.
所以我们对于罪恶不能够非常仁慈。
Now, second, next slide. We shall. Ahab was too nice to love, too nice to his wife.
第二点
he sold himself to love.
第二点，我们要学习的是亚哈将自己卖给了爱，他对他自己的太太过分仁慈。
Now let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 21.
我们来翻到列王记上第二十一章。
1 Kings chapter 21, verse 25.
列王记上二十一章第二十五节。
First Kings chapter 21, verse 25.
列王记上二十一章二十五节。
But there was no one like Ahab who sold himself to do wickednesses in the sight of the Lord.Because Jezebel, his wife, stirred him up, 26.
第二十六节
And he behaved very abominably in following idols, according to that the Amorites had done, whom the Lord has cast out before the children of Israel. Again, here talk about Ahab sold himself.
这里面讲到亚哈自卖
Why?
为什么
Because Jezebel is what stirred him up.
因为他受了王后耶洗别的耸动。
See, Jezebel really was the bad tumor in Ahab's life.
所以耶洗别就好像是亚哈生命中的一颗恶瘤。
But he did not get rid of this bad tumor. Instead, he cherished her very much.
但是亚哈他并没有去除这个恶瘤，却非常的珍爱他。
Let's turn to chapter 19, verse 1.
我们翻到第十九章第一节。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
第十九章第一节。
And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah has done, also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword, too.
第二节。
Then Jezebel sent a message to Elijah, saying, So that the gods do to me, And more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. You see, Ahab, yeah, as soon as he get down from the mountain, he talked to his wife what has happened in the mountain.
所以亚哈他刚从山上下来的时候，就告诉他的妻子在山上。
So what happened in the mountain? What happened in the mountain?
所以在山上发生了什么事情
？Ahab with his own eyes saw how Elijah prayed to the Lord, and the Lord sent down fire to consume a beautiful miracle. Consume all the sacrifices were very beautiful miracles.
他看到了他在山上看到了什么？他亲眼见证以利亚如何向神祷告，于是神从天上降下火来，烧掉所有的祭。
He saw with his own eyes that you know, Baal's prophets, they has been dancing and crying and praying all day long, and but nothing happened to their sacrifices.
他自己亲眼看到那些假先知，他们整日的。唱歌跳舞，但是却没有办法发生事。
He saw with his own eyes that you know the sacrifices of Elijah. Yeah, actually, Elijah used 12 buckets of water to pour down on the sacrifice to make sure it is harder to be burned.
他自己亲眼看到以利亚，他在他的献祭上面浇上了12桶水，其实更能烧掉。
And he saw with his own eyes, you know, the fire consume not only sacrifice.But the wood under sacrifice, and the stone under the wood, and the water under the stone, everything was licked up, become ashes.
他自己亲眼见证到，从天上降下来的火不仅烧掉了那些祭，也烧掉了下面的木，木和石头以及石头下面的水，所有的东西都变成灰。
When Elijah said to people, "Hey, let's all kill all the false prophet," King Ahab, his mouth was zipped. He did not say a word at all.
当以利亚他说让我们杀掉所有的假先知的时候，亚哈王的嘴被封起来，他没有办法讲一句话。
And he talked to the king, yeah, you go eat and drink. I will go pray for God to send down rain because there was no rain for 3.5 years already.
他对以利亚对亚哈说，你现在可以去吃喝，我去祷告，因为已经有三年半没有下雨了。
Suddenly, like Elijah talked to some people, talked to go, you know, go to your chariots and run very fast because rain is coming.
于是有人就跟他说，你赶紧去上车上，因为马上就要下雨了。
And when he was on the chariot, suddenly saw a person, yeah, maybe like an arrow, actually it was Elijah, run before his horses, yeah, actually it was Elijah.
所以他跑到车上的时候，他看到有一个人在他面前，实际上就是以利亚。
Because it was raining already.
因为已经在下雨了。
He saw all these miraculous and wonderful things with his own eyes.
他自己亲眼见证了这所有的神迹。
I bet Elijah is thinking that, thank God, my king already changed his mind. Now it's just like every other people, he will worship this one true God.
我相信以利亚心中一定在说，感谢神，亚哈他见证到了所有的这些神迹，他的心一定会发生改变。
Who knows that as soon as he came down from the mountain, he talked to his wife, hey, dear wife, know that Elijah killed all your prophets.
但是谁知道亚哈他一从山上下来就告诉他的太太说，亲爱的妻子，你知道吗？以利亚把你所有的假先知都杀掉。
I'm telling you, if I am Elijah, I'm going to run away from my life. You know, Ahab is such a weak and, you know, too love, yeah, too much love to do his wife, very weak king.
所以我告诉大家，如果我是以利亚的话，我也会起来逃跑，因为亚哈他太邪恶了，他如此的爱他的太太。
Not only that, I mean his wife.Did evil thing. His wife did evil thing also.
不仅仅是这样，他的妻子做了这么多恶事，他却让他这样做。
Please read chapter 21, verse 1 to 5.
请读第二十一章第一到五节。
Chapter 21, verse 1 to 5.
二十一章第一到五节。
21:1-5. And it came to pass after the things that Naboth the Jezreelites had a vineyard which was in Jezreel.Next to the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. Verse 2. So Ahab spoke to Naboth, saying, Give me your vineyard that I may have it for a vegetable garden, because it is near next to my house. And for it, I will give you a vineyard better than it, or if it seems good to you, I will give you its worthy in money. Verse 3. But Naboth said to Ahab, The Lord forbid that I shall give the inheritance to my fathers to you.Verse 4, so Ahab went into his house, solemn and displeased because of the word which Nabal the Jezreelite has spoken to him. What he had said, I will not give you the inheritance of my father. And he lay down on his bed and turned away his face and would eat no food. And verse 5.
第五节.
But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, why are your spirit so solemn that you eat no food? 6. He said to her, because I spoke
第六节.
To Nabal the Jezreelite and said to him, give me your vineyard for money or else, or it, if it please you, I will give you another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give you my vineyard. 7. And Jezebel's wife said to him, you will now exercise authority over Israel? Arise, eat food, and let your heart be cheerful. I will give you the vineyard of Nabal's of Jezreel. You know, I was not a bad man, I'm telling you.
Yahha他自己并不是一个坏人.
He was a king.
他是一个王.
He can use his authority, maybe simply grab away the vineyard.
他可以用他的权柄来强占这个葡萄园.
But he said, oh, please, even beg Nabal, yeah, please, you know, sell it to me, or, you know, exchange, I will give you another better vineyard. Please, like begging him, you know.
但是他却好像在祈求拿伯说, 请把你的葡萄园卖给我。
Nabal said, no.
但是拿伯却说不。
According to law, I cannot sell to you.
因为我敬畏神，所以不能够把它卖给你。
The king did not say, oh, you know, I'm the king, or what? You know, he just go back home, you know, and lie down there and displeased and feel very heavy, have a heavy heart. He was not, when he was angry, he's not angry to other people, he was angry to himself.
但是亚哈当他生气的时候，他并不是对别人生气，只是对自己生气，所以他
was not a bad guy.
他并不是一个坏人。
But his wife was really very evil.
但是他的妻子却非常邪恶。
Get up and eat and drink. I will give the Nabal's vineyard to you.
他说你起来吃喝，我会把拿伯的葡萄园给你。
Use Ahab's name to write a letter. Give Ahab's seal and tell the city of Nabal. Tell him that you shall have a fast and you shall send two persons to force accuse Nabal, saying that Nabal is the one who blaspheming God and blaspheming king.
于是他拿托亚哈的名写信，也用亚哈的印来盖上，然后写信给当地的与拿伯当地的人说，你们先禁止祷告，然后让人来毁谤他。
So they were asking, there was an elder was asking, anybody that see Nabal blaspheming God and king, then these two people they raise their hand. We knew that, we saw it.
所以当长老问有人看到拿伯犯罪的吗？如果然后两就有两个人站起来说哦，我们看到。
And according to Mosaic law, this guy blaspheming God and king, stone him to death.
根据摩西律法，因为他亵渎神和王，所以他被石头打死。
So this is how Jezebel tricked Nabal and steal his vineyard.
这就是耶洗别他如何对待拿伯，然后强占他的葡萄园。
Let's read chapter 21 verse 17 to 20.
我们再读二十一章第十七到二十节。
Chapter 21 verse 17 to 20.
二十一章十七到第二十节。
Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, 18. Arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who lives in Samaria. There he is in the vineyard of Naboth, where he has gone down to take possession of it. 19.
第十节。
You shall speak to him, saying, Thus says the Lord, has you murdered and also taken possessions? And you shall speak to him, saying, Thus says the Lord, in the place where your dogs lick the blood of Nabal, dogs shall lick your blood, even yours. 20. So Ahab said, I think that's good enough.、Huh? So, you know, God was very angry with the evil things that Ahab allowed his wife to do.
所以神对亚哈纵容他的妻子所做的恶事非常生气。
Now you and your wife are one body, right?
因为你和你的妻子是一体。
You know, how can you allow your wife to do something and not saying that, you know, you can be not guilty of it?
你怎么可以让你的太太行这样的恶事却不劝就?
Later on, actually, the dogs that licks Nabal's blood actually also licks the blood of Jezebel in the future.
所以狗在何处舔拿伯的血，后来也舔耶洗别的血。
So brethren, I know the Bible teaches that we should love our spouse, right?
所以弟兄姐妹，我知道圣经上教导我们应该爱我们的配偶。
But love to your spouse, love to your children, love to your beloved one should not exceed the teaching of the Bible.
但是我们对我们的配偶、对我们的儿子、对我们所珍爱的人所有的爱都不能够超过圣经上的教训。
You know, love is not only trying to please him and to to give him whatever he like or she like.
我们爱别人并不是仅仅是让他快乐，给他所想要的所有的
东西。Sometimes love means what? Means you discipline your kids severely. Sometimes love means you say no to your kids, or also say no to your spouse.
爱有时候对我们来讲应该是严厉的教训我们的子女，以及对我们的配偶说不。
You love your children.
你爱你的孩子。
Your children want to go online for a long time. You say no. This actually is love.
你的孩子想要上网很长时间，你说不，这实际上是爱。
You love your spouse.
你爱你的配偶。
And you say no to them. Say if you want to go shopping on Saturday, no, I'm sorry.
但是你对他说，如果你想要礼拜六的时候去逛街的话，说不，不可以。
You know, there's a sister who married a brother. He talked to the brother. You know what? In my life, after I marry you, even I marry you, you know, Jesus is still number one. You are number two. Okay?
有一位姐妹，当她跟一位弟兄结婚之后，她跟他说：“虽然我与你结婚，但是在我的生命当中，主耶稣仍然是第一位，你才是第二位。”
So really, when our kids do wrong things, our beloved one do wrong things, our spouse was wrong with the truth, we should not agree, we should not allow them, we should not let them do enough things.
所以，当我们的配偶、我们的孩子、我们所珍爱的人，他们做错事情的时候，我们不应该放纵他们这样
做。Or else you just hurt them, right? Or else you just hurt them by loving them.
否则的话，你就是用我们的爱来伤害了他们。
You see, Jezebel, you heard Jezebel. Later on, his blood was leaking by the dog also.
我们这里看到亚哈实际上也伤害了耶洗别，因为他最后他的血被狗所舔。
So we should be very careful. Recently, I joined a wedding ceremony.
所以我们要非常的小心。最近我参加了一次婚礼庆典。
I was very touched by that family.
我被那个家庭感动很深。
The father told me when the daughter was young, nobody really like, no brother really say anything, anyone show interest to her daughter, to his daughter.
那位父亲告诉我说，当他的女儿还年轻的时候，没有一位弟兄对他表示有兴趣。
And one day, the daughter used to have long hair. He cut his hair short.And try to donate her long hair to a church organization because some people has chemo, and they got to buy hair, but natural hair is better for them. So he donated her hair to the church organization.
但是有一天，这位姐妹她把自己的长发给剪短，奉献给教会，因为教会里面有人接受化疗，她需要买假发，但是如果是自然的头发会更好。
And the father told her that All the brother love long hair sister. How come you cut your hair?
所以那位父亲对这位姐妹说，你知道吗？所有的弟兄都喜欢长发的姐妹，你为什么要把你的长发剪短？
I talked to the father. Father, I remember you told me one day God will move a brother to love me in the future.
但是这位姐妹对她的父亲说，爸爸，你告诉过我，有一天主耶稣会感动一位弟兄来爱我。
And really, she got married recently. God moved a brother, come from Taiwan to study.To study over here, and God moved him to love her, so they got married just now.
但是真的，最近他结婚了，因为神感动了一位弟兄从台湾过来，来这边学习，然后爱上他，他们结婚。
Now a lot of time we worry about beloved one.
很多时候我们为我们的爱人担心。
My children is too ugly. My girl is too ugly. Cannot marry in the law. Okay, marry other people, no problem.
可能我们会担心说我们的小孩。长相并不是很出色，所以没有办法在主内结婚，所以在外面结婚也没有问题。
Sometimes we do not insist because we love them, but actually we love them, we might hurt them.
有时候因为我们太爱他们，所以没有办法坚持原则，但是因为我们爱他们，反而伤害了他们。
I read a testimony recently.
我最近读到一个见证。
About 60 years ago, there was a 15-year-old sister. Her father wanted her to marry. At that time, people marry very early, okay? Only 15, but her father wanted to marry another brother who was very, very poor in mainland China.
大概在六十年前，有一位十五岁的姐妹，因为那个时候人结婚都很早，所以她的父亲想要她与一位在中国大陆非常穷的弟兄结婚。
But she said, you know, she was told that the house is very bad, you know, and as what surrounding all the village are cemetery, yeah, all the dead bone people.The cemetery. So she don't want to marry to that brother. She don't want to live a poor life. the sister do not want to marry that poor brother.
但是这位姐妹却不想要与那位弟兄结婚，因为她知道她的房子非常破烂，周围都是墓地。
Those were more. And then she, in order to touch her father's heart, she strike. He was on strike. She refused to eat and drink for 3 days.
因为她为了要改变她父亲的心意，所以她绝食了三天。
And the third day, she was hungry and was very cold. It was winter time. An angel came and took him to see hell and to see heaven.
但是到了第三天的时候，她非常的饥饿，也非常的寒冷，因为是冬天。一个天使来到她面前，把她带到去看天上的地。
To make the story short, she was very scary when she saw the hell.
我们简短的讲这个故事，她当地狱的时候觉得非常的害怕。
I said, "Wow, when she was brought to heaven, this beautiful, beautiful house, and she saw angels who are very handsome, the flowers blooming."
在她到了天国的时候，她看到非常漂亮的房子，看到了花开非常漂亮。
And she wanted to go into the castle to see the beautiful castle to see, and he just said, "You cannot go until you are old, then you can come here."
但她想要进到那个美丽的城堡里面去，但是天使说你不可以进去，只有当你老的时候你才可以来这里。
She said, "I'm only 15 years old. How do you know I can live when I lived up to the old age?"
她说我现在只有15岁，你怎么知道我可以活到老？
He said, God knows your age 啦。
天使说神知道，神知道你的年纪呢。
But if you want to come here, you should marry that brother, because he's our brother.
但是他说，如果你想要来这里的话，你应该要与那位弟兄结婚，因为他是我的弟兄。
He will lead you away.
如果你与一位外邦人结婚的话，他会把你带走。
You think your village are surrounded by tomb? Let me tell you, in the future, your village will become a very beautiful white city.
如果你觉得你的村庄周围都是坟墓吗？我告诉你，在将来，你村庄周围都会变成一个非常美丽的城市。
Then he was awakened.
然后这位姐妹就醒过来。
And it's noticed that all her pillows are full with tears.
她注意到她所有的枕头都被泪水打湿。
Because she was crying when she saw the hell, right?
因为当她看到地狱的时候，一直在哭。
And her heart was calmed down, so she married that poor brother.
所以她的心能够得以平静，然后与那位贫穷的弟兄结婚。
Now, when I read this article, she is 75 years old now.
现在我再来读这篇文章的时候，她已经75岁了。
Indeed, God told her that she will live up to old age. She's in old age right now.
确实是神告诉她说她会活到老，她确实活到很大年纪。
And she married that old brother. They say that you know God is their number one seeking, so they have peace and joy even though they are poor.
她与那位弟兄结婚，因为在他们的生活当中把神放在第一位，所以过了一个非常平和美丽的生活。
And now 70 years later, right?I mean, mainland China was blooming. This is a true city, Fuqing, Qijingcun in Fuqing, Qijingkeng in Fuqing, right? I mean, all the city now, everybody got rich. Everybody built a big house, and you know, the house was either white painted wall or you know, white stuff, something. It's really like white city.
然后
all the tomb was gone. All the cemetery is away, is replaced.
然后六十年之后，这是真实发生的事情，在中国的福清的七景村，他们村庄周围的坟墓都被取掉，现在城市非常漂亮，因为神告诉他说那边会变成一个白色的城市，那边的房子现在也都是白色。
Think about it, if the father loved the children, right? You fast 3 days and 3 nights, you know, then he yield in and you know sold themselves to loving her.Then I think it will become a troublesome.
如果这个父亲真的是如果这个父亲非常爱他的孩子，看到他的孩子绝食三天之后，他真的愿意放弃，那么我想这之后可能会有问题。
So we should not sell ourselves to love also.
所以我们不应该把自己卖给爱。
Now third, look at Ahab. Third point, he sold himself to lies.
我们再看第三点，亚哈将自己卖给谎言。
Let's turn to chapter 22, First Kings chapter 22, verse 5-8.
我们翻到《列王记上》22章第五到第八节。
First Kings chapter 22, verse 5-8.
列王记上22章五到八节。
Also Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Please inquire for the word of the Lord today." 6. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said to them, "Shall I go against Ramah Gilead to fight, or shall I refrain?" So they say, "Go up, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king's servant." And Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not still a prophet of the Lord here? that we may inquire of him. Verse 8. So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is still one man, Michal, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say such a thing. You know, Jehoshaphat and Ahab want to go and attack Ben-Hadad again.
约沙发和亚哈想要再去攻打便哈达。
At that time, it was the battlefield was in Gilead Ramah.
因为那个时候的战场是在另一个地方。
激烈的拉莫。 And then, before they went out, Jehoshaphat was a king who worshipped God. Said, "Hey, you should inquire a prophet to see what they say."
在他们出发之前，因为约沙法他是尊敬神的人，所以他说你应该向一个先知先来求问神。And
then they ask for 400 people. They inquire for 400 people. These 400 to me, they are not true prophets. They are false prophets.
所以他们招来了大约有400人，但是在我看来，这400人他们都不是真先知，都是假先知。
Why? Because if you read previous chapter, the prophet of Jezebel, they are about 400 people.
因为如果我们读前面的章节的话，我们知道耶洗别他的先知大概有400人。
God's prophet, they are all 50 or 100 in a unit.
神的先知都是或者50人或者100人。
And then, and besides, Jehoshaphat says that it's not a prophet of the Lord over here to tell us that this 400 is not really God's prophet.
并且约沙法也说，不是有还有一个神的先知说这些先知都不是真的神的先知吗？
From this word we can tell, right?
我们从这里面可以看出来。
Now, then true prophet came and he tell them the true will of God.
所以这一个先知他来告诉了他们神真正的意愿。
Let's read verse 17.
我们来读第17节。
And he said, I saw all Israel scatter on the mountain, a sheep that has no shepherd. And the Lord said, this has no master, that each return to his house in peace. Chapter 22, verse 17.
22章第17节。
And 18. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil? 19. Then Michal says, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing by on his right hand and on his left. 20. And the Lord said, who will persuade Ahab to go up, and he might fall at Ramoth Gilead? So one spoke in this manner, and another spoke in that manner. 21. Then the Spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. 22. The Lord said, in what way? So he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, you shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do that. 23. Therefore, look, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets of yours, and the Lord has declared disaster against you. You see, Micaiah told the king exactly what happened in the heavenly kingdom.
Micaiah, he 清清楚楚地告诉亚哈在天上发生的事情.
God already won, you know, the life of Ahab to replace the life of Ben-Hadad.
神已经想要用亚哈的生命来代替便哈达的生命。
Oh, because he loved Ben-Hadad, went away. He allowed Ben-Hadad to go away.
因为他把便哈达放走。
So he says that who is going to persuade Ahab to die?
所以他说谁去引诱亚哈去阵亡呢？
A lying spirit said, I will went in their mouths and they will speak lie to the king. And the king liked to hear the good words. His ears liked to hear the good words.
于是一个谎言的灵说，我将会见到先知的口中，因为这位王他喜欢听好话。
So this king was deceived by a beautiful, soothing lies.
所以这个王他被一个美丽的谎言所欺骗。
And he hated the one who speak the truth.
他憎恨讲真话的人。
He even locked him up.
他甚至把他锁起来。
Brothers and sisters, today when we come to church, right, many of us, the preacher or the people who speak sermon can give you soothing words. You know, tell you, oh, peace, oh, joy, oh, glorious, all these kind of words only.
真的弟兄姐妹们，当我们今日来到教会，我们都可以希望传道人或者是周围的弟兄姐妹都给我们讲好听的话，都是讲平安爱。
You know, we have been working for whole week. We are very tired. So we come to church. We want somebody to come for us.
我们已经工作了一整周，非常的辛劳。来到教会，我们希望有人能够让我们得到安慰。
So we don't want to hear anything that is against us.
所以我们不想要听到反对我们的任何话。
Actually, sometimes, good words may be very hurt.
但是有时候忠言逆耳。
Really, some good medicine that could be bitter.
良药苦口。
So sometimes we got to learn how to take those bitter medicine, take those harsh words, so that our life can be edified.
但是我们却要学会如何来服这些良药，来听这些忠言。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 10.
我们来翻到以赛亚书第三十章第十节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 10.
以赛亚书第三十章第十节。
Isaiah 30, verse 10.
以赛亚书三十章第十节。
30, verse 10.
三十章十节。
Who said to the seers, do not see, and to the prophet, do not prophesy to us right things. Speak to us smooth things, prophecy, deceits. You know, people like to hear smooth things. They like to hear beautiful lies.
人们都喜欢听柔和的话，喜欢听美丽的谎言。
Truth hurt sometimes.
有时候真话会让人受伤。
So we don't like to hear the truth.
所以我们不想要听真话。
I read a story.
我读到一个故事。
There was a woman who is old and dying. She got terminal disease.
有一个人，有一位妇人，她得了非常严重的病。
And then a gentleman, a man came to him saying, telling her the truth, you are dying because it's a terminal disease.
于是一位先生来到他面前，告诉他说，你即将死亡，因为这是致死的绝症。
Look, your skin, the color already changed, right?
你看，你皮肤的颜色已经在发生改变。所以那位妇人她非常的伤心，因为她知道她要死去。
Another person tried to please him, please her.
但是另外一个人想要让她开心。
So she lied to her.
所以的她向她撒谎。
You'll be okay.
她说你会没问题的。
You are the most beautiful woman that I see in my life.
你是我在生命中见到最美的人。
Would you marry me?
你能够跟我结婚吗？
This woman, when she heard this, she was very joyful.
当这个妇人听到这个话的时候，她非常高兴。
About a few days, she passed away.
但是几天之后，她去世了。
She wrote two letters to these two gentlemen.
所以她写了两封信，分别给这两个人。
To the honest gentleman, saying that you are very truthful to me.
对那位诚实的人，他说你对我非常的忠诚。
So I will give you, I will give you all my diary that I wrote in my life, so you can learn all the true story that I have gone through in my life.
所以我会把我的日记给你，你可以看到我在生命中经历过所有的事情。
To the gentleman who are deceitful, she said, she wrote to him.
对那个欺骗他的先生，他这样写。
I will leave all my property to you.
我会把我所有的财产给你。
Because you make me happy before I die.
因为你在我去世之前让我开心。
You see, when you speak beautiful lies, right, you will always gain some benefits, really.
当我们讲谎话的时候，我们可能都能够获得一些利益。
You will gain people's heart.
你可以赢得别人的心。
That's why so many people love to hear beautiful lies and love to speak beautiful lies.
这是为什么有这么多人都喜欢听、喜欢讲美丽的谎言。
But it may not be really edified to your spirituality.
但是这对于你的灵性并不一定有造就。
So brethren, let us be careful.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们都要小心。
Try to understand the will of God.
我们要理解神的旨意。
Ahab died with these beautiful lies, right?
亚哈因为这美丽的谎言而死去。
She sold himself to the beautiful lies.
他将自己卖给了谎言。
So, brethren, to me, Ahab really, he was a kind person.
弟兄姐妹们，对我来讲，亚哈他是一个好人。
He loved nature.
他热爱自然。
He loved enemies.
他爱他的敌人。
He loved his wife.
他爱他的太太。
But too much.
但是太多了。
To the point that it go across the boundary of the truth.
甚至是超过了真理的界限。
To the point that he go across the boundary of God's will.
超过了神的意愿。
He sold himself to all this.
他将自己卖给了这一切。
Very pitiful person.
非常可怜的一个人。
We should be a good person.
我们应该做好人。
But we should be a person according to God's heart.
但是我们必须要做一个称神心的人。
Otherwise, we might also sold ourselves.
否则的话，我们也有可能将自己卖掉。
Lord, help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Let's sing him.
我们一起来唱诗。
454.
454.